before the Lord in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this time that we have to come together on the TMC call. We thank you for the two women of God and their yes, Lord, and their faithfulness in starting this call and being obedient to carry it out for almost 5 years. Lord, we thank you for the Des de Leon family, and we ask that you place a hedge of protection around the family and Artists International. Lord, we want to do that which is pleasing to you. We want to continue to bring forth the word unhindered, uncontaminated, and uninterrupted. So we bind up the enemy as he tries to come into this place and interrupt and disrupt, Lord, because we know that we have the power of Jesus working in us. So we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you. And we call it done in the name of Jesus. And we say amen, amen, and amen. And now I will turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
I am, Minister Kai. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Songbird. The floor is yours.
Thank you so much, my sister, for seating us and greeting us in the tag Mountain Moving Monday. Thank you for opening us up in prayer, and to God be the glory for all the great things that he's doing in your life. And so, God morning, God morning, God morning, TMC family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Inglewood, California, and it is still dark outside, but Jesus is the light of the world, and so we welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call, where definitely this is all about the Master. The Master's Call started back on October the 25th of 2010. Yes, we are approaching our fifth year here, getting up every Monday through Friday since October the 25th of 2010, and definitely God has been enriching, empowering, and enhancing lives here on the Master's Call as we begin our day with the Master. And so I thank God daily for our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, because if it was not for their yes, we would not have this opportunity to fellowship here together in this telecommunication sanctuary each and every single day. So I thank God for them saying yes to what God had given them for this, the Master's Call. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So here on the Master's Call, we start this call off in prayer, and we end in prayer. And we also give you the opportunity to send in any prayer requests that you may have to our website, and email. So on our website, you could go on there at www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. That's our website. You can put a request on there for prayer, or you could just say, hey, you know, I've been sitting here feasting at the table here on the Master's Call. I just wanted to say, you know what, I'm encouraged by this call. I thank you guys for what you're doing. Maybe you have a question, or maybe it's time for you to be here on the Master's Call as a greeter, as a host, or maybe there's a word in your belly that you want to share with the masses. So please send us an email to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. And our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or our Prayer General, Minister Brenda Terrell, will definitely respond to you. Immediately following this call every day, we head over to the Morning Motivational Call, which was founded by Godmother Dorothy Cook. And so there are so many leaders on that call that come on each and every single day. If you are a part of Artists International, that is the place that you will want to plug into. Today is Motivation Inspiration Monday, and so I believe the message will be coming today from our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And so please join us at 530-881-1300. And the access code is 5395-98#, and that's immediately following this call on this morning. Also, please, please, please put on your calendars, put on your wall, on your mirror, anywhere that you will visibly see these dates, October the 14th and 15th, 2015. All roads lead to Las Vegas, Nevada, to the Luxor Hotel. Artists International will be celebrating 25 years. Yes, I said that, 25 years of celebration for Artists International, a company that has been changing lives all around the world. And so please, please, please go online. I believe they put in a link for us to register. It does not require you to put down any money. All it does is require you to put down your ID and your name. And so please, please, please register for that today. You can also register for your rooms online. So please be hold your own self accountable and responsible, and make sure you do what is necessary so that we will see you in Las Vegas, Nevada, celebrating Artists International's 25th year. Okay, and every single day we have the opportunity to get on to the Millionaire Call. The Millionaire Call happens at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time and also at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and it's the same number as the Morning Motivational Call. That number is 530-881-1300 and the access code 539598 pound. Please make sure that you get on that call and also invite some other people to join you. Definitely learn how you can be a millionaire by just promoting the LaVie Juice in 90 days will absolutely change your life. So this at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring our speaker to the line this morning. She is a member here of our TMC family. She gets on every day, and you guys hear her come on, and she says that she is from the Boogie Down Bronx. So hopefully you know who I'm talking about, but if you don't, I'm talking about Minister Cynthia Cox. Minister Cynthia Cox is a phenomenal woman of God. She is always out on the go, building the kingdom, doing what God would have her to do in the Bronx, New York. She is from Sanford, North Carolina, but currently resides in the Bronx, New York. She is right now studying in the New York Theological Seminary and definitely on the move for God, doing great things in the political realm as well as doing great things as an artist. And so she is our messenger with the message this morning, none other than Minister Cynthia Cox. Are you out there, Minister Cynthia?
Okay. Good morning. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. The platform is yours.
Thank you so much. Good morning, TMC family. And happy Monday. My name is Minister Cox, Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. I'm so happy to be with you this morning. God woke us up this morning for a beautiful morning. I'm just so thankful. I also want to thank God for Dr. Vanessa Wellerspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts for this platform, for bringing us all together for the word this morning. I also want to thank Minister Kai, Mountain Moving Monday. I love that, Mountain Moving Monday. And thank you, Minister Tiffany, for the openness. The topic today is going to be Stay on Target Monday. Amen? Stay on Target Monday. I mean, I was changing, I was looking, reading, and I was like, what would be a good thing? And today, it's really appropriate because we have to stay on target for our company, Artists International. Stay on target. I'm really going to read it from Joshua 1 and 7. Only be strong, very courageous, being careful to act in accordance with all the laws that may serve Moses' commandment you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may be successful wherever you go. We are also talking about Artists International. We want to be successful, and we want to stay on target. Amen? What is it? Moses was dead. He had led the people as far as God had allowed. Now it was Joshua's turn to lead. God gave him very specific instructions he was to take the Jordan to the land that had been promised. No enemies would ever overtake them, and all the land from the wilderness of the great sea would be there. We want to just say, if we understand what we have here on this table, as we all talk about out of this national business, we will just stay focused, stay on our target. We won't move left, we won't move right, we just stay on target here. So I am so grateful to be here. God promised Joshua that it would be with him as he had been with Moses. But Joshua had to be strong. He had to be very strong. He had to know the law, and he could not stay to the right, to the left of it. He had to stay on target. I just love to stay on target. And that he had to keep the people on target. It's just like we're here with artists. They had to keep us on target because they had a training call in front of us. That right now we must be on target. We must stay on target. We must stay in a loop, because understand, things will always stop you. Somebody will always come and call you. When you say, my time now is, I have to stay on target with my Artists International business. I am so grateful. There was not only one way to be successful. Amen. When thinking about Artists International, you have to stay on target. It's a given. I wonder how many times we have failed to stay on the task and on target. How easy is it to become distracted by lesser things? We have important assignments to finish, but we stop to hold a serious conversation. Like people calling me talking about, now I don't want to hear about artists, or like my family, they don't want to hear about artists. But I have to, then I don't have time to talk to you. I will talk to you a little later. We have households. Sometimes people will distract you because people look at TV. I met a lady last week. I had went to D.C., and she said she had diabetes. So I called her. She said she's looking at, I said, what? I'm trying to share with you something that can help you get healthy. But that was not important to her. Scandal, that's what it was. She was looking at Scandal. I don't even know what Scandal is. I don't have the time to look at the TV. I don't know what Scandal, but she was looking at Scandal. So she said she would call me the next day. So I said, okay, no problem. But she, you know, I didn't stop. I just kept going because I went to another. My thing is every day I go to 3 to 5 people to call, to follow up. I pick the individual, and then next day I will pick, you know, call them. Some days I ask them, am I able to call you tonight? Or, you know, things of that nature. When you want to be able to be clear with anyone that you share the information with, you know, we want to tell everyone, or you just want to share with the information. So it was like I was taken back by her, but anyway, I just kept moving. We have a household of chores to complete. When we stop to watch TV, sometimes we must do not stay on the target. Amen? We don't stay on target. What if God gave us Joshua instructions? What would we do? What would we know that we all had to do? Was strong and be courageous. Keep the law successful was guaranteed. Could we do it? Could you do it? Ask yourself, could you do it? How many times do we impose the law? We move it right to the left, depending on our needs. We make the law fit us. We do not conform to the law. We do it our way. And we just got to understand that this company called Artists International has brought us something that we cannot deny. It can help you. And sometimes I talk to some of my business partners, they don't have any money. One, I said, oh, really? I said, well, if you go out and say a couple of bottom matches, that can make you some money. But you have to stay on target. You must stay on target. We, like Joshua, we must stay on target to achieve our goals. God has promised us success. All we need to do is be obedient. Amen? We have to be obedient. Stay on target for our life transformation challenge. Stay on target to lose that weight. Stay on target for overall appearance. Stay on target for the call that they put together for us. Stay on target for the webinars, the training the artist has put here Monday through Thursday. You may cannot get on every day, but days that you need to just put on your calendar and stay on target. They were talking how to become healthy and a millionaire. Those calls, I love those calls. I make sure that I'm on the call, and I plug an individual in, and I give that call number out to people. I text the call out to the individual. Stay on target to pick three or more people a day. Stay on target to follow up for more than three or more people a day. But stay on target. I want to just give you some tips that I was reading, and I thought that would be sufficient or help us to move forward to stay on target. Number one, stay on target, making sure that you start your day with your most important work. This allows you to get ahead and start before the shadow work day set in. That means today we stay on target with what the TMC calls. That's my day. I stay on target. Nothing comes before my call in the morning. I stay on target. Stay on target. Blocking time, what's on your calendar? You need to set aside time for your important task. Amen? What is the important task for you? Don't let others take your time. If you let others take your time, soon you'll have any time left for yourself. Let us know that you are busy, and you will get back to them when you finish doing what you're doing. That means stay on top with your artist international business. You know, I want to say also, prevent interruption. We know what they are. Interruption. People will stop you. They will have so many. You have your time all tied up and not even going to help you to buy any of your products. They're not going to share with anybody to help you. So you have to stay on target. Remove lesser tasks when you have important projects to do. You need to clear the deck. Clear the deck and get rid of your things that are not going to be important to you. You must stay on top of it. Turn off your notification on your phone, because I tell you, my cell phone, I have this gentleman send me text. I have to stay on target. I can't get caught up in what they do, because people, the same ones that interrupt you is not the same ones that help you with your artist business. So right now, we're moving forward. I am so grateful and thankful for we'll be setting my stuff up to go out to Las Vegas, because I'm going to stay on target. I want to get that information. I'm very fluid and very excited about it, but I'm going to stay on target. Front and center, one of the most powerful tactics to stay on target with your work is to keep visible. That's why you are productive and you can share your vision with others. Stay on target. Mindset. That's important, your mindset. That's what staying on target means, your mindset. What are we doing? What we are today comes from our thoughts of yesterday. Our present thoughts build our life for tomorrow. We want to stay on target. I just want to say, be strong and good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord your God is with thee wherever you go. And he says, nay, but capture up the host of the Lord. I am now coming from 5:14. And there are no days like before or after that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of man. But the Lord fought for Israel, 10:14. One man you shall chase 1,000 lords your God. He is that fighting for you, and he says promised you. Choose you this day whom you will serve. As for me, my house, I will serve the Lord. I just want to say thank God for Artists International. We would stay on target if we all understand what we have here. Stay on target, you can stay motivated. Stay with people. It's in the same line that you're in. Our life is the creation of our mind. Stay on target. Have is a person who can search for causes of things. Consistently require you to be as ignorant as today as you were a year ago. Stay on target. You got to move forward, because God is watching us. We have something here we cannot deny. I thank God every day for Artists International. But we want to stay on target. Jonathan launches the thought of Cain, so he's sitting in Wild Bay of Jordan. They conquered in the brightest promised land. Modern Israel, large part of the Jordan. Before Joshua died, he buried the modern Palestine. But we want to stay on target. Stay on target, but God has given us such a beautiful day here, and if you only understand I look at listening to Ms. Flanagan talk about our product. We have to stay on target. I'm going to say I had a toothache last week, and I went to get my Honest Trust, and it really worked. I just stay on target. I was just thinking of all the things that we have here, and we just understand what we have, and we must stay on target. And we only understand that God has brought us an opportunity we can't deny, but we got to stay on target. We have to be able to go out and share and help others. And we have to stay on target. A winner is someone who sets the goals and commit to them, to those goals. Their purpose, the goals, with all the ability ever. But we won't stay on target. But we will never, never quit. But we want to stay on target. I appreciate Odyssey Connect. I appreciate the team. I appreciate this TMC call. It is really has been, I say it's an eye-opener. I am so proud, so thankful. But God, to stay on target, no matter what comes our way and things that will make us destructive, but we want to stay on target. God kept us here for a reason, but we have to stay on target. I'm just thankful for God has kept us all here for this reason now, because things will be distracted, things will come at you, people just find things to share with you, but I need to say, I'm going to stay on target. Father God, we want to say, everyone, today I don't want to hold you long, but in the meantime, Lord, just stay on target. Go out and help somebody today. Go put a smile on somebody's face today, but stay on target. And in the meantime, let us all go out and say, Father God, we all will fail you because we moved from target and you before you. Give us the strength and courage to stay on target. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Host, back to you.
Hello, back to you.
Minister Cynthia, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you now.
Wow. What a powerful message. Thank you so much, woman of God, for that message. Stay on target. So profound and on time for this Monday morning. We're going to be going to God in prayer, and then I'm going to go ahead and call you back to give us our benediction. Thank you so much for that word. Up straight from the throne room. Heavenly Father, we just bless your holy name. We magnify you and we glorify you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor and we give you all the praise. We thank you, God, for waking us up into a new day that you have made, God. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. We will not complain about anything, Father, but we will stay on target. We thank you for Minister Cynthia. And right now we speak virtue right now, Father, that you would fill her up until she overflows, Father, that every single need in her life will be met in the name of Jesus, Father. I decree and declare that no weapon which is formed against her shall prosper. Bless her family, comfort and strengthen them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that every goal in her life will be met in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you for the word, stay on target, Father. And so as we start this day, we seek you first and your kingdom and your righteousness. And we know that everything that we need will be added unto us, Father. So you are the priority in our life. You are the one who we will go to first. You are the one that we will send a text message to first. You are the one who we will call on first. We will just call out the name Jesus. And we know that you'll hear us and you'll answer, God. So we thank you for this, the Master's Call. And we thank you, Father God, for Artists International. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you for the mission and the mandate that you have given, that as people call into this call, that their lives will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as they begin their day. And so this day, God, I come lifting up Leroy to you, Father. Father, you are the master surgeon. You are the master healer. And I pray right now, in the name of Jesus, as he goes into surgery, Father, that you would just touch his body right now from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, Father, and that you would guide the hands of the surgeon that will touch him this morning, Father. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would give comfort to his mother, Dorothy Cook, Father, that you would just give her a sense of ease to let her know that you are in control and that all power is in your hands and the hands of those who touch him on this day, Father. For he is already healed and covered by the blood because you said that by your stripes we are healed. So we thank you, O God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I plead the blood of Jesus on this line right now that every single need that we stand in need of, that it is done right now in the name of Jesus. It is done for us. It is done for our children. It is done for all of those who are connected to us and every single vision that you have given, God. Every single vision will continue to go on no matter what. It will continue to move forward no matter who. It will continue to go forward because you ordained it, oh God. And so we trust you in this season, Father. We surrender to you that your will be done in our lives. And Father God, we thank you for each and every person that has called into this, the Master's Call. And I thank you, Father God, that you are doing miracles, signs, and wonders in their life in 2015, and they will be seen. And I decree and declare this in the mighty name of Jesus, and I say amen, amen, and amen. So we thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call on this Mountain Moving Monday. We want to make sure that you go back and listen to the replay for this call and also post it on your social media pages. The replay is 712-432-1085, and the access code is the same, 957-677-POUND. We will be heading over to the morning motivational call where it is Motivation and Inspiration Monday. We will be hearing a powerful message coming from our mother ego, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is a co-founder here on the Master's Call. That number is 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539598-POUND. Please don't forget the Millionaire's Call, two of them today, 12 o'clock Central Standard Time and 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539598-POUND. Also, save the date and register for the artist conference that will be happening October the 14th and 15th in Las Vegas at the Luxor Hotel. Please check your back offices for further information. I will look forward to seeing each of you in Las Vegas on October the 14th and 15th. Don't forget, check your back offices because definitely there will be training going on as well at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Thursday. So please, please, please check. And if you don't know anything about what Artist International is about, please get back with the person that invited you or that posted it on their social media page and let them show you definitely how an appointment with artists can change your life. We thank you for joining us here on the Master's Call. Thank you, Minister Kai, for sitting us and greeting us and opening us up with the word of prayer. Thank you, Minister Cynthia, for that on-time word. Stay on target. And to each of you who have bowed into the Master's Call, we thank you. Minister Cynthia, can you come to the line and please give us our benediction for this day?
Yes. Thank you, Minister. Good afternoon this morning, I'm sorry. Lord, breathe on us the breath of life so that we may worship you and joyful and alive in the spirit and stay on target. Enjoy your day. God bless everyone. Thank you.